Business leaders often have a poor opinion of politicians, preferring to find their heroes elsewhere, in other boardrooms or on the coaching field. But running a country is an even greater test of leadership and character than running a corporation. Those who have passed through the fire surely have something to teach modern-day managers. Take three of the most feted national leaders: Otto von Bismarck, Franklin Roosevelt, and Winston Churchill. Many will object both to what they achieved and to the violence they used, but their successes and failures hold lessons for CEOs. Bismarck was an old-school Prussian aristocrat, but he proved remarkably flexible and imaginative during nearly three decades in office. As a manager, he had a clear goal: to unite Germany under his king, who became Kaiser Wilhelm I in 1871. This required him to overcome the suspicions of other German states, which he did by uniting them against a series of enemies, from Denmark through Austria to France, a merger strategy that allowed Germany to compete on equal footing. Bismarck also proved flexible when it came to domestic policy. Though no social reformer, he worried about the danger of working-class support for socialism. So he pushed through a series of welfare measures in the 1880s, including old-age pensions and health insurance. He understood the benefits of social responsibility long before CSR departments became a thing. Like many corporate empire builders, however, he overreached, in his case by annexing Alsace-Lorraine from France. But his less capable successors were less disciplined still. It was they who led Germany down the path to disaster. Where Bismarck built a successful conglomerate, Roosevelt proved to be a consummate turnaround artist. Like the Prussian, FDR showed plenty of flexibility. Although he campaigned for office on the promise of a balanced budget, he adapted when circumstances required it to become the first Keynesian leader. Economists will probably spend the rest of history debating the merits of his various policy measures. But like an executive who rescues a failing company, he showed the power of leaders to change the mood, notably with his inaugural declaration that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.